Patrick Laine left the ice early today. Do you have any update or any concern at all? Or
it wasn't anything major, and he's been dealing with some nicks like everybody else, but we'll have to wait to see how he is tomorrow before we make a decision on him.
What was it like to get your group back out there today now with the Heritage Classic complete and moving forward here?
It was good. You know, we had an unusual kind of travel schedule in a normal NHL year, but they came off a pretty exciting win, and it was a good feeling. But they worked today. They went up and down the ice like they had some confidence and some jump.
I know you're going to do it a lot, moving your top six, and we've talked about it, but just putting Kyle back up with Mark and Blake for tomorrow.
Well, we did it in the third period last game, and we put up some offense, and our pace picked up, and everybody knows the numbers. We've gone from 277 to about 270. We're prorated at about 205 this year, so I haven't done it. I haven't put that line together yet this season. We are not generating in those six players as much as we'd like to, so we'll give it a run. There's nothing going to be permanent, but you know, if Patrick's not at 100%, then we'll watch his minutes a little bit.
Paul, are the recent numbers a pretty good indication of a commitment to team defense?
Well, we think so. I mean, our goaltender's been solid for sure, but we've moved into the middle of the pack on a goals against basis, and if we can fight our way into that top 10 with an inexperienced group, we'd be pretty proud of our defensive game. We also feel that our offense, there's room to improve there stylistically. I mean, we feel we're getting more chances. We've missed the net on most of our eight chances here over the last three or four games. And on just simple pucks to the net per basis, we've moved into the top 10. So we think we're trending the right way there.
Can you talk about those missed opportunities, missing the net? Like, just how difficult is it to score in this league without trying to pick that corner like that?
Right, and it always seems that you're scoring, you're not trying to pick the corners off your stick before you get a chance to think, and I do think we're trying to fit it in at times, but we've had a number of chances down the slot that we've missed the net on. You think to the first period of the Edmonton game, I think the shots were about 6-1 at one point, and probably four of our eight chances were from the slot that went wide or over the net. So, bearing, you know, that standard that you got to bear down. I think we're bearing down. I think we're taking too much time to bear down. We're really bearing down, and we need to relax a little bit. Good players, take the shot. I mean, that was the message on the last power play that we ended up scoring on. Just relax, go faster, relax, and if you got a shot, you're a shooter.
How much do you think the playing in the Heritage Classic and having a day of golf yesterday and all that kind of stuff is good for the team in general?
Well, I think it's really good for the team because we've identified it as something that we wanted to do right from training camp. It was something we talked about a lot this summer. How do we get our group together more? I know that sounds crazy, but you're actually not together that much in an NHL season, and that's changed more and more as the years have gone on. Getting the guys together as a group is really important. We knew that we would have an influx of new players, some of them younger. Our team would get younger. So we'd like to try to establish a kind of a way of living on the road almost, or at home, that we do things together, that everybody goes. And then that will become part of your team logistics, if you will. I'll work with these guys to get them a day on a road where we don't practice. They do something that everybody gets together with. And you see it on the ice in practice, always the next day. There's always a lot of chatter. They're talking to each other, and everybody's talking to each other. So I think it's a real good thing.
Any update on Nathan Beaulieu's progression?
Yeah, he's now where he can get into controlled bumping. He may be available for us at the end of this trip, whether it's San Jose, Vegas. If he's feeling real good, we'll consider him. And if not, we'll just push it back a couple more days. But he's right there.